Canyon.
Are you kidding? Gunman's Gulch isn't even on a map. Ed Fraser told me how to get there. Take this old logging road that cuts off by Beaver Spring.
We can hang this lamp in the back of the tent. Keep the mountain lions and bears away.
No, that goes inside. Probably want to read magazines or chew the rag after we turn in.
Yeah, tell ghost stories. Can't you just see us in the tent and the campfire going on outside? An old wildcat howls in the woods.
Oh! Sounds more like a sick coyote.
I sure wish I could go.
Hey, look, Chip, remember what Dad said this morning? This camping trip is for Mike and me, so hit the road.
I could help around the camp.
Yeah, big help you'd be. Now you mess the tent up. Beat it, will you?
Yeah, Chip, why don't you go outside?
There's nothing to do.
We'll find something to do.
Like what?
What do you do any other Saturday? Play with the kids on the block.
Doing what?
Doing whatever they're doing.
They aren't doing anything.
Well, then you find something to do.
Like what?
Oh, you're hopeless.
Well, Lewis and Clark, I presume.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I kind of envy you fellas. If I didn't have a pinochle game on tonight, I'd pack a bedroll and go with you.
I wish you could.
I'll never forget the last time I spent the night up there in Gunman's Gulch. We slept in an old abandoned cabin, just like the old Wild West days. You know, it's still pretty woolly up there. Pretty wild.
Yeah, lots of things can happen to a guy in country like that.
That's right.
I mean, real adventures and stuff.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Well, what's eating you, gloomy guys?
Those guys get to have all the fun. I have to stay home.
We'll take you camping sometime, Chip. When you get a little older.
Yeah, when I get older. In about 100 years.
Can you do? Well, why don't you find Mike and Robbie and see what they're doing?
They're going camping.
Yeah, but they're not going till this afternoon. Maybe you can help them pack.
They don't want me in there.
Tough life, isn't it? Well, let's see now. Why don't you go out in the backyard and build something? You know, there's all that old lumber there. You can use my hammer and saw if you put it back, okay?
That's no fun.
What would you like to do, Chip?
I'd like to do what Mike and Robbie are going to do. Camp out in the woods where there's wild animals and have adventures.
Well, they'll take you along with them one of these days. Besides, you don't have to go out in the woods to have adventure.
You got to go someplace.
No, you don't. You can have adventures anywhere. Even right out in your own backyard.
You kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Come here, I'll show you.
There's no animals or anything back there.
All right. Then we'll just have to put some out there. All right, now tell me, Chip. What do you see down there?
Just a lot of stuff. That old busted clubhouse, clothesline, my scooter.
You know something, Chip? You can make those things into anything you like.
Huh?
Tree. All you've got to do is turn on your imagination.
I haven't got any.
Oh, of course you have. You've used it plenty of times.
That's no fun just pretending.
Don't you remember all the fun you had when I read you that story about Huckleberry Finn? How you imagined you were on that island in the river?
The yard isn't big enough for an island.
Of course it is. You just set up your camp down there and imagine it's an unexplored island with ferocious animals and shadowy figures lurking around.
What'll I do with the clothesline?
Oh, make believe it's a telephone line.
How come there's a phone on an unexplored island?
You got it. Maybe we'd better make it the rigging of an old sunken ship, huh?
How come it's sunk in the middle of the island?
Well, it's in the hidden lake.
How'd the ship get in the lake?
It sailed up the secret river.
Where?
Can't you see it right there? Back of the incinerator. What's that to the right of the tree?
You mean the garden hose?
No, no. I mean that great big old green snake all coiled up ready to strike.
Nothing but a clunky old backyard.
I thought it was a pretty nice island. Robbie, Mike.
Wish I knew what I was building.
What you doing, Chip?
Nothing.
What's this, a raft?
Yeah, I guess it could be.
A raft? Are you kidding? Oh, you gotta have a lot more wood in it than this. Yeah, you gotta have some heavy timbers to put under it, too. Like these. You know, you make this thing big enough, and you can put that shack on it.
You mean that Huckleberry Hound?
Finn. Hey, Robin, we got some better planks than these, haven't we?
Yeah, right over there. Get some old 2x4s while you're at it, too.
Watch it now. Sorry. Hey, what are you doing?
Can you have a couple boards in there?
Nah, you can't do that. If you're gonna build something, you gotta build it deep.
I thought you guys were going camping.
Yeah, these will be good for underpinning. Out of the way, Squirt.
It's my raft.
Hey, Mike, hurry up. Get out of the way, Chip.
Well, at least let me help.
Well, here.
What'll I do with it?
Hold it.
How long?
Mike, grab some nails on your way over.
What do you think I am, an octopus? Look out, Chip.
Here, give me this.
Help? Oh.
Get out of the way, Chip.
Hey, where'd that flagpole go? It's around here someplace.
Maybe he left it under the raft.
No.
I purposely moved it. Not when I built it. Well, for crying out loud, there it is.
Where?
Right here, Dumbo. Why didn't you tell me you had it?
Because I didn't know I did.
There. How's that?
Pretty neat. Thanks, you guys. Come on, Trent.
Yep. Now that really looks like something.
Think they'll let me sleep on it tonight?
Hey, we better get going. Let's go, Robbie. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll sleep on it.
I'll fill the canteens and you get the sleeping bag. Maybe we should take Dad 22.
Hey, you guys, I'm gonna sleep on the raft tonight.
Well, I got my hunting knife.
Robbie, we're all gonna have adventures tonight. Mike!
Oh, but don't forget the camera.
Yeah, we can take some real neat wild animal shots.
Well, I don't even want to go to Gumman's Gulch. Because I get to sleep on my raft tonight.
Oh, you're all set, huh? Well, good night, Chipper. You got your flashlight and everything, huh?
Wish you could have gone with Mike and Robbie.
Oh, you're going to have as much fun as they are sleeping out in that raft.
Some adventure in my own backyard.
It's not a backyard. It's an island, remember?
You think I ought to take my water pistol?
Oh, you betcha. You don't want to go out there without that.
Cal Mitchell, take cover. I'm really going to get you tonight.
Pinochle night, huh?
Yeah.
Well, looks like our fearless adventure is about ready to hit the sack.
I'll give him about 10 minutes out there.
Me too. Bob, you're a glutton for punishment. Fighting those kids all day and then going out for a pinochle fight at night.
It's different when you fight at us. Relax them. Hey, Steve, let me have your house key, will you?
You lost yours again?
No, I haven't lost mine again. I just can't find it again. Thanks. And don't bother to lock up. I've got everything all battened down.
Okay.
Don't wait up for me.
Good night, Bob.
Good night.
Finisher's back.
Yeah.
What's the trouble, Chip?
The flashlight doesn't work.
Oh. There, just have to shake it a little. Well, you don't have to keep shaking it. Here, better save your battery.
Come on, Trap.
What's the trouble now?
Kind of dark out there.
Oh, but you got the flashlight.
I know, but there's noises.
What kind of noises?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, I'll get you started.
Hey, Dad, the flashlight won't go on again.
Well, try shaking it. There she goes.
Come on, Trap.
Oh, you got a nice night for a chip. Kid in the lake's nice and calm. You ought to sleep like a rock.
Come on in, Dad.
You got her all fixed up inside, huh?
Yep.
Well, this is all right. Very cozy.
Here, let me help you.
Think we ought to leave the flashlight on?
No, no, you might as well turn it off, Chip. The moon will be up pretty soon.
There. Here, Trap!
You think there's room for all three of us in here? I'll stay out with you for a while, Chip, huh? Lie down, boy. That's the stuff.
I wonder what Mike and Robbie are doing.
Well, they're probably in their tent already, sound asleep. You better go to sleep too, Chip. Left my watch inside. But I know it's past your bedtime. Lie down now, Trap. Come on. Down, boy. That's a good boy. Yeah. I'll just stay out here with you for a while, huh?
What was that?
Oh, the wind's coming up a little. Just blowing in the trees.
What was that?
It sounded like the back door slamming shut, didn't it? Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
We're locked out. I gave Bub my house key.
You mean you can't get in the house?
Well, we can when Bub gets back, Chip. Nothing to worry about. No problem. No problem. Oh, Bub's in good form tonight.
It's awful dark.
Don't worry about Chip. No matter what I said this morning, it's still our own backyard. Close your eyes. Go to sleep.
It's different at night.
Yeah. But Bub will be along pretty soon. Just the wind, Chip. Bub will be home pretty soon. I hope. Settle down, Fred. Come on. For hours. Gee, I wonder what time it is. Right on, Trapp.
Let's go in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, Chip. Where's the flashlight? There it is. Oh, I guess that's gone. Come on, Chip. We'll go wake up Buck and let us in.
It sure is windy.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can wake Bob up. House could fall on his head and he wouldn't know it.
Hey, Bob! Bob!
Hey, Chip, don't wake the neighbors. Bob? Bob? He doesn't sleep. He hibernates. Bob?
They're still playing pinochle.
This late? Must be 4 o'clock in the morning.
Kitchen light's still on.
I guess you're right, Chip. You would have turned it out if you were home. Well, it can't be more than a couple of hours till daylight. We better try to get some sleep. Nora will be home to fix our breakfast this morning.
Come on, Trap!
Staying up all night playing pinochle. Grown man, you know?
There's that noise again. What is it, Dad?
Oh, it's just a loose board or something, Chip. Now, come on, go to sleep.
Sounds like a drum.
Yeah, that kind of, doesn't it? Now, let's get some shut-eye and go to sleep.
Jeepers, light.
That's all right. It's a storm, but it's a long way off. Listen for the thunder. It's a long way off. Tramp, Crichton.
Something's on the roof.
No, it's just the boards creaking, Jim. You know how new houses settle.
It's walking around. Maybe it's a wild animal.
No, there's nothing up there, Jim. Now go to sleep. Tramp, stop that.
See, Trump hears it, too.
Oh,
it's an animal.
It's probably just old Oliver, Miss Pitt's cat. He couldn't hurt anybody. Come on. All right, I'll go out and take a look.
Sounds like he took off, huh?
Lie down. Try it again.
Just a couple of cats by it.
Logical explanation for everything, all right?
If I ever get back in the house, I'm never coming out again.
Yeah, Chip, if you heard these sounds during the day, you wouldn't even think anything about them.
You are right. This backyard is the scariest place I've ever been.
I didn't mean there was anything out here that you should be afraid of. What could come into this yard that would hurt you?
I don't know. That's what makes it so scary.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Training.
Oh, boy, this is all we need.
Better get my feet in.
I hope you fellas put a good roof on here. You didn't. Thank you.
Come on, you've got to move out of here.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, Chip.
What's the logical explanation?
Well, I'm sure there is, and I don't know quite what it is.
That's no cat.
No, it doesn't sound like a cat, Chip. What's the matter? Now, stop that. You're just imagining things. There's nothing out there.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What is it?
I don't know, Chip. It's nothing to be afraid of, though. And we got locked out. You got my key. We almost broke the house down trying to wake you up.
Are you kidding? I just got home.
Just got home at 4 o'clock in the morning?
What are you talking about, 4 o'clock in the morning? It's 20 minutes past 10.
20 minutes past 10? We've been out here practically all night.
Well, you don't have to take my word for it.
You mean we've only been out here a little over an hour? Logical explanation for
some old monk. Sure sound like a bunch of cannibal war drunks.
Yeah.
Come on, Chip.
You know, Chip, I bet you've had more adventure right here in your own backyard than Mike and Robbie are having at Gunman's Gulch.
Kind of scary, though.
Oh, Chip.
Okay. Hey, we still haven't found the invisible ghost that was screaming yet.
I thought you were the fellow that was telling me you didn't have any imagination.
Well, I was talking about daytime. I have too darn much nighttime imagination.
Well, daytime or nighttime, Chip, don't ever lose it. Because it's the greatest thing you can ever have.
There's that ghost again.
Yeah. I think your daytime imagination's getting a lot better, you know that?
Hey, it's the weather vane.
Mm-hmm. Could use a little oil, couldn't it? Yes, sir, Chip. If you've got imagination, there's no limit as to how high or how far or in what direction you can go.
Yeah? Well, how about following me in the direction of the kitchen?
Hey, Bob, you pretend you're a big, ugly gorilla, and I'll pretend I'm an elephant hunter.
I got a better idea than that. I'll pretend I'm Bub, and you pretend you're Chip, and I'll wash and you dry.
Oh, that's no fun. We're supposed to use our imagination.
All right, then. You pretend you're Bub, and I'll pretend I'm Chip, and you wash and I'll dry.
Well, Captain, this river is infested with crocodiles.
Thank you. Thank you.